Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live right now here on WWCR 5070 around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to have you in here tonight. Got a great message. Call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd Call is on the air. We're going to get into a very timely and appropriate discussion tonight to try to bring you up to speed of where we are in the end time agenda. You know that the New World Order has got an agenda, and it's called World Government. And so tonight we're going to discuss the World Government agenda. And ladies and gentlemen, before you can form a world government, the individual governments in the world must collapse. So then, we're going to tell you why that this danger of collapsing, especially the United States and some of the Western European nations, the reason that they've got to go down is because the time is ripe. In other words, here we see an ingenious plan by the agenda of the New World Order, or the world government agenda. We see that they have figured a way to create more debt in a bailout, in a form of a bailout, which is what they're doing now. And that's not going to work either, ladies and gentlemen, because all money is created in the form of debt to the privately owned banking cartel. So the banking cartel, the international bankers worldwide, are in the pocket of the world government agenda. Now, I just said that all money is created in the form of debt. Now, if you got 10 bucks, there was someone that signed a bill to create that debt. The United States government has just signed into law, give the international bankers. You see, they've got to have a law before they can print money. Now, it's the international bankers that print money, particularly here in the United States. It's the Federal Reserve. It may be something different in others because we're going to discuss the European Union, which is on the brink of total collapse also. And so then this is an engineered and designed, and yet they are creating debt as they go down. In other words, we're going to owe for the failure. We're paying for the failure right now. Imagine if you could create money out of thin air. Now, let's imagine that you have the credit cards of all the nations in your pocket. Your first impulse is to lend money to your nominees so that they can buy most of the world's real wealth for you. Remember, they owe you for it. The second impulse is to establish a totalitarian system, meaning a world government, globalization, to prevent any nation from challenging this system or defaulting on their debt that they owe you. To make nations accept world government, you first have to weaken them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do we have to smell the coffee here? I mean, the coffee's perking here, that we are being weakened, and we are fighting among ourselves, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, as the Messiah talked about in Matthew 24. We've run up huge debts for armaments, which, you know, by the way, the international bankers sell to you, or if you were running this, that's what they would owe you. And you kill off the cream of their manhood. You destroy their finest fighting soldiers. You convince them through hard times. Now, you see, a couple of years ago, the Army and the Air Force and the Marines and the Navy were having a hard time of recruiting nominees for the job of going and giving their lives on foreign battlefields. Today, they are record numbers of enlistees, especially since we're getting out of Iraq, or that's the bait. But the switch is, we're not going to. We're going into Afghanistan. We're going into Pakistan, which is becoming a very, very troublesome sore in the region of the area of the trouble in the Middle East. Pakistan could, by the way, go over to the radical Islamist. They could take it over at any moment. And remember, folks, this is a nation that has over 100 nuclear weapons. Well, when you kill off all the cream of the crop, particularly the Aryan white race, that is the wage warriors that are fighting taking the brunt, in other words, and three world wars is planned to destroy them, by the way. Well, you accomplish this through your ownership of politicians. So then, when you buy the politicians or compromise them, and then you own the press, and you control the MI6 and the CIA and the Mossad and the KGB, who carry out terror and assassinations for you. This is the real history of the last 300 years, ladies and gentlemen. And their agenda began 300 years ago, the New World Order agenda, to rule the earth with a rod of iron, inspired by the need of the satanic influences that are inspiring the kings of the earth to do these things. Well, world government is really about using debt to enslave us. It is an international loan collection agency, world government. Naturally, they shroud this with talk about liberty and justice and tolerance and human rights and fighting poverty and preventing war. Oh yeah, this double talk. That's where the politicians come in, as they stand on the floor of the Congress and the Senate around the world and make you think that they're there for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, they're there for the world government agenda and their purposes. Have you ever thought about the European Union? Nothing is said in the press. You don't hear anything about it. Here in America, it may be talked about, and it is somewhat, like we're talking about our problems here in America. The European Union, which is the second largest power on the earth, you have three or four major powers. You have the United States of America. It is the, if you will, the big kid on the block. And then you have Europe and the European Union. And then you have China. And then you have Russia. And then you have Israel. probably in that order. Now, let's talk about Europe. The real news coming out of Europe is that the ever-growing awareness of the scope of the international banker crimes and the legacy of rubble, that is, of debt left behind in their wake. The latest, listen to this now, this is going to blow you away, as it did me. The latest European Union estimate of toxic debt is $24 trillion. That's right. I said trillion. The news is leaking out more and more with each passing day that this collapse problem has moved far beyond the wildest hopes and dreams of the banksters and their government lackeys to solve it. The Telegraph, a UK favorite paper, by the way, is reporting again in a separate article today entitled European Banks and Toxic Debt Risk is Overwhelming the European Union Governments. It says that the obvious candidates are, listen to this now, Ireland, Luxembourg, Belgium, the Netherlands, Austria, Sweden, Iceland, Britain, and the non-European member, Switzerland, which is a neutral country, which all have oversized banking sectors, and every one of them is subject to fail through this $24 trillion staggering debt sum that they'll... Something's going down, ladies and gentlemen. Something is being formulated by the world government agenda to take down the governments. And as the governments topple and fall, these international bankers are reaping through bailouts, here in America especially, and probably soon in Europe, in the form of bailouts. These are disguised ways of creating debt. Now, remember what I said to start with? All money is created in the form of debt to the privately owned banking cartel. So, when we give them permission by passing a bill here just in the last 3 months, we have passed over $3 trillion worth of debt into the taxpayer's pocket, which will tax our children if they live to pay the debt. Now listen to this. A quote from a 1924 edition of the American Bankers Association Digest sums up what is currently happening, so you need to keep this in mind. When through the process of law, the common people lose their homes, they will become more docile and more easily governed through the strong arm of government applied by a central power of wealth under lending financiers. Do you get that? In other words, when you get the average person in the street subservient to your cause, they will become more willing and more easily governed. You see the fear that we got today? People panicking? And people running to and fro? People wringing their hands? And it's all about money. Financial collapse. Woe is me. Isn't it recorded in the Gospel of Revelations about Babylon's great financial fall? Wasn't it a woe to the inhabitants of the earth? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this Illuminati, New World Order, world government plan has now brought these truths to be known among our principal men who are now engaged in forming imperialism to govern the world. by dividing the voter through the political party system, we can get them to expend their energies in fighting for questions of no importance. We're wondering who won the Super Bowl. We're wondering what the next ball game is, or what the next great event in the world. And in that, the Illuminati has planned first for a financial collapse. And that's what we're having, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be dismayed. You need to follow the rules of engagement for the sake of preserving you and your family. First of all, you need a contingency plan. What would you do if the plan for the financial collapse, what if it happened here within the next couple of months? What would you do? Have you ever really thought about it? Or have you been too busy, as the agenda has hoped that you were, to really pay much attention until you get your pink slip at the job market, which literally millions of people are getting those now, by the way. The infrastructure of America has collapsed, basically, with only the backbone of our industry here in America is defense and building airplanes and bombs. And all that goes for the central government. It's a financial collapse that has made the Great Depression of 1929 is going to look like a picnic. Through the maneuvering of the great banks and financial institutions of the world, through stock manipulation, which you've lost a great portion of your wealth, your 401ks and your retirement plans, and the interest rate changes, most people will be indebted to the federal government, and that's what they want. You've seen the building under Obama in America, a socialist, a communist state emerge, to where the government will have control of everything, including the banks, central banks, nationalization, and privatization of the banks will go out the window. Never was private anyway, because most of them are run or actually used. The wealth of them is gotten from the debt load of the great treasury robbery of 1913 here in America. And once that the gold standard was pulled back in 1933, we are on our way. That's what the bankers thought. Now, don't that sound real good for you, that a financial collapse is imminent and most people will become indebted to the federal government through bank and credit card debt? The governments will recall all debts immediately, but most people will be unable to pay and will be bankrupt. This will cause generalization of a financial panic, which will occur simultaneously worldwide, as the Illuminati firmly believe in controlling people through finances. And money is the love of money, is the root of all evil. And we have the greatest evil being shadowed and cast across the earth tonight. Even as I speak, the financial shadow of doom and gloom is being forecast by the Illuminati, the bad news. This bank failing, that bank failing, this institution going bankrupt, this institution failing here and abroad, both in Europe, and pretty soon it will be a worldwide dilemma orchestrated and brought to you courtesy of the world government agenda. Well, don't you know that really sounds pleasant, I'm sure. Let me tell you about what we're going to have pretty soon. once this gets down to where we need or general unrest, there will be a military takeover. Now, remember I said that the International New World Order agenda is to formulate a strong military in case of an uprising. And so then, after the failure, we'll have a military takeover region by region as a government declares a state of emergency and then martial law. People will have panicked. There will be a state of panic in most localities. And the government will justify its move as being necessary to control the panicked citizens. And then they will tell you where to go to get your food, your daily rations, and we will have controlled chaos. And out of this chaotic state of being, the new world order will form. Now, all of the dissidents will be rounded up. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have a place to put you according to your friendly government. Housing is already being planned for you daily. They are working feverishly because this thing has really gotten out of control through bad debt management. And the ability to convince you to carry a plastic card in your pocket and to overcharge your expenditures and to bankrupt your own budget. And then this has created a dilemma. Where do you think all this easy credit came from? Why do you think it came? To create a debt load. And the parasites, which is the agenda of the New World Order, these are nothing but parasites, blood-sucking parasites that live off of the debt chaos that they have created in the world governments. And when the world governments have been used, or all of the wealth, mostly from the nation, has been extracted, then the agenda is to bring down those world governments into a single, controlled world agenda of the Illuminati. Military bases are being set up in each locality, and they're already here, but most of them are covert, unbeknownst to you. Some of them are manned by United Nations troops at this hour, and in the next few years, they will go above ground and they'll be revealed to you. And that will create more panic as people will fear the wrath of the world government. And the Bible talks about it, that this world government will cause everyone upon earth to be numbered. And the book of Daniel is explicit in its teachings when it says that it will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, with the control of the panicked citizens and the chaos. They will herd them into work details to carry out the agenda of the New World Order, and then systematically they will eliminate the undesirables. That's what Satan's plan is, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And those that love money, the root of all evil, is money. And money has been created out of thin air through the issuance and the will of the people to go ahead and give the governments of the world the right to create debt, to borrow money. Borrow money from who? Well, we're going to borrow it from the Federal Reserve. Oh, really? Well, all the Federal Reserve does after they get the bill that has been passed that Mr. Obama is getting through the Senate and the Congress and will be signed here in Denver, of all places, one of the places where the New World Order is operating, and the Denver Mint, very appropriate, I would say, where they will go feverishly into overtime by printing money, 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 money. Money is going to be printed at an alarming rate. Not only here in America, where we have upped our debt load to $18 trillion, where the parasites are feasting off the interest. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't know the scope. But before you can find that out, they plan to bankrupt and bring down the economies of the world so that this new world order, to have a subservient people, a people willing, a hungry people, a fearing people, and a confused people that they can control. Now, notice what the agenda is from the people of the world. Well, let's start. It's a crazy world. Amazingly, we have been misled. We have been taught that we can control government by voting. And so then, here in America, we developed a two-party system, Republican and Democrat, and switched from A to B, B to A, back and forth, as they manipulated the politicians under the ideal that we've got a democracy. But the founder of the greatest dynasty in the world told of the secret of controlling the government of a nation 200 years ago. He said, to quote him, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." Now you get in the picture? Permit me to issue and control the money. Issue. Now to get that issue of debt, they must have a bill passed by the governments that are able to tax the taxpayers to pay the debt. And that's how they live off of the money. What you take, what they take out of your pockets to pay the debt. And it's, ladies and gentlemen, this is like going to a store and seeing something that you're just dying to have. Literally, you gotta have it. But you don't have the money and you can't afford it. And so you go in and you charge it. You really mean to pay for it. But you find that you have a budget that cannot afford the item that you purchased. Well, when that realization comes to a lot of people, when they realize that they cannot pay the debt, the enormous debt load that the Federal Reserve has put upon the shoulders of the American taxpayer. Our dollar right now is worth only about 12 cents. A $20 gold piece is worth a lot more, to show you the comparison between the two. For instance, a silver dollar is right now worth about $14 or $15, and a dollar is worth, a paper money is worth probably around 8 or 9 cents, give or take. And so you can see the enormous inflationary debt that they have put upon the taxpayers. And this is all coming out of a spiritual warfare. Because the Illuminati world government goal, let me tell you what it is, ladies and gentlemen, it's working like a charm right now, is to overthrow Western civilization. They're not worried about any other, because this is the most powerful civilization. They got to control and overthrow this one before they can bring their agenda to bear. Through the destruction of the four pillars that's kept Western civilization so strong. Let me tell you what it is. Family. Destroy the very fabric of the family. Well, they took our men out of the homes in World War I, World War II, and soon coming World War III. And they either killed them, maimed them, or made them a slave to drugs, painkillers, and things of this nature. And then they took the wife out of the home and gave her a job, because it took two incomes to support the average American family. And then they begin to isolate and begin to assault a particular race in America to take its power. They did that through the control of immigration. They opened the floodgates to make this strong Aryan nation of America. And there's nothing wrong with the blacks, because they deserve to be included, because they came here. They should have went back to Africa in the war between the states, but that fell through by an agenda back then, and that's another message. However, ladies and gentlemen, the very thing that the Creator described in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts is now being defeated by the agenda of the New World Order, which is to miscegenate, mix the population, to bring down a powerful people that they most fear. And that is a Christian Aryan nation with rights of worship and religion. Notice, this is the spiritual warfare, as they are now working against religion. Did you know now that you can't pray? They took the Ten Commandments. Remember Judge Roy Moore down in Alabama? Remember what happened there? The Supreme Court overturned, or has overturned, most of the amendments that we've had to the Constitution to guarantee our religion as a Christian nation, as a Yahweh-fearing people. And that's happened right over our heads in the last 50 years. So then, our democracy, which is really a joke of the two-party system, it will be replaced, finally, by a totalitarian super-government devoted to the Luciferian cause. And the agenda is to take away our belief in our Creator and our Savior that we claim we're the strongest nation, and yet they have chipped away at our rights and privileges, and we have sat idly by and seen our nation destroyed before us. Now, not only is the material of our nation being squandered, and that's by design, as I have talked about, the New World Order agenda is to bring us to our knees. But we're also talking about spiritual warfare that they've waged against us. It's the cosmic struggle between good and evil. The essence of Christianity is that man has a divine soul and is intended to evolve and to become more Yahweh-like or Christ-like. But the devil worshipers deny man's divinity. There is a booklet that has been printed for over 100 years that speak of beast of prey, as we are called. They want us to become beast of burden, beast of debt. This is why the media constantly appeals to our animalistic instincts with pornography and violence and immorality. And so thus, they destroy the home, our race, and our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know in the book of Acts that the bounds of all of these nations were set by Yahweh Himself? And the agenda of the New World Order is to tear down those boundaries. The United Nations was designed especially to tear down all of these boundaries that were imposed by the Creator, as it was in the book of Genesis chapter 6. We're right back where we were in the days of Noah. Now, what were they doing? Well, violence filled the earth. Violence filled the earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today is some of the most violent times that we've ever lived in. The long-term plan of this New World Order dictatorship for us is a strategic plan which we cannot deviate without seeing the labor of many centuries brought to naught. So they've been working hard at this. That's in the protocols, number 124, by the way. It's a long-term plan for world dictatorship. No behavior is too vile to accomplish our goal. We must not stop at bribery, and boy, they don't. They bought every congressman almost piecemeal, and every senator in our law assembly, our lawmaking assembly, and they have twisted, and anything that they cannot deviate without seeing the labor of many centuries brought to naught, no behavior is too vile to accomplish this goal, they say. We will not stop at bribery, deceit, or treachery. Indeed, assassination and terror and the program of violence and make-believe we shall embrace. Protocol number 118, by the way. Our aim must be to demoralize the nation and the public mind by continuously fomenting contradictory opinions, and thus distract it from serious reflections which might cause resistance to our aims. Let the goyim be bewildered, for there is nothing so dangerous as personal initiative. So then, ladies and gentlemen, your own personal goals will be set aside for the New World Order, so that the true meaning of all things shall not strike the goyim, that's the Gentiles, until the proper time. We shall mask it under an alleged ardent desire to serve the working class. We're interested in the, isn't that the Communist Manifesto, the agenda to promote the working class, to distribute wealth equally to the working class? Well, go tell those workers in Russia that adopted this form of communism. Ask them if it worked for them. It didn't work. It just made a people that sat at the top more powerful and more controlling, and literally millions of people were killed during Stalin's reign of terror. But that's all in the agenda, ladies and gentlemen. The press is already in our hands. Now, what do they mean by that? The media, where you get your news, where you tune in to all of your news reports, it's already in our hands. So they slant the message, and the disinformation has come out behind the news, whether it be good or bad, and you don't really know because of the disinformation and the distractions and the aims of this agenda of the New World Order. Not a single announcement will reach the public without our control. Thus, we have already obtained, in large part, through our control of these agencies by which all news items must pass. We shall put out our own journals disguised as coming from elsewhere so that the readers will be in effect following the flag we hang out for them. These will even be allowed to pretend or to fake attacks on us to conceive people that they're reading a free press and let them discuss themselves silly. Distraction is one of our principal aims. When we come into our kingdom, oh, now here we are. When we come into our kingdom, did you know that the New World Order is wanting a kingdom to come? You're expecting to be raptured out? You're expecting to leave a planet Earth and all of this? Well, you just might do that. The kingdom that they have in mind may not include you. You might have to leave. But it might not be to your choosing, because in the Bible, in the 11th chapter and the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, where I am basing this message, its foundation of a one world government, it will be a time of trouble, and they shall wear out the saints of the Most High and wage war, and the people of earth will rejoice at some time in the future when someone who confesses Yahweh will be taken off this earth or pushed into a hole that was bulldozed out and buried in a mass grave. We have evidence of that in other places in the earth coming soon to a neighborhood near you. It's a sadistic, satanic cult led by the richest and most powerful people in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it is largely a pedophile, and it's largely homosexual. It has practices of sacrifice and ritual murder. It works hand in glove with some of the most respected organizations in the world. And it controls the world traffic in drugs, guns, pornography, prostitution, gambling, and things of this nature. It is the hand behind terrorism, including September the 11th, ladies and gentlemen. And it has infiltrated the government on a local, state, and national level with education and financial institutions and religion and the media based around the world. It plans a world order of a sadistic, satanic cult of the Luciferian order. Now, what are we going to do about this, Pastor Buddy? Well, the Illuminati is a group that practices a form of faith known as enlightenment. You've got to be enlightened, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to get the message. And whosoever will not get the message will be killed. It'll be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen and never will be. It is known as enlightenment. It's the Luciferian agenda of the New World Order, brought to you courtesy of those that love money. Because with money comes power. And with power comes prestige. And these thieves who have stolen from the riches, literally the riches of every nation in the world, and looted its treasuries. The last nation to loot and to plunder is the United States of America. Finally, we have become weakened. Finally, we've become drugged. Finally, we've become subservient. Finally, we become in a panic mode. Finally, it's working through the form of enlightenment that was predicted 100 years ago. An agenda that's been in operation for 300 years. And ladies and gentlemen, the final phase of the New World Order through economic collapse is coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Well, what are we going to do about this, Pastor Buddy? Well, I come back to this old scripture, and it's a most often quoted scripture, but it has to come, and it has to happen. I have long predicted and preached in my years of ministry that until we're eating out of the garbage cans and shining the shoes of our enemy, and seeing our daughters raped before our eyes and our sons taken off to foreign lands to fight wars. We will not repent until that happens. Now, when we repent, the plan is, if my people, which are called by my name, that's the name of Yahweh, folks. It's the only name in the Bible, truly. There's names in there that has been placed in there to deceive you, courtesy of the New World Order and the agenda of the Illuminati. A name that has no power. This is the name above every name. And Yahweh spoke in the days of Noah. He spoke in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when all of these things were happening. And he says to us in Matthew chapter 24, be alert. Know that it's going to happen again in the last days. Well, folks, I know in whom I have believed. Have you made a decision to turn your life around? While you can pray in peace, while you can seek the Heavenly Father, if my people which are called by my name shall pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that's what it's going to take. Ladies and gentlemen, the vision of George Washington is very, very fresh in my mind tonight as I have read it today. There is a time of trouble. America is in its weakened state. This is economic. This is the dark cloud that he saw hanging over our head. Will we rise up against the Supreme World Council? It's already set up. And it's already ruling. And it's already based here in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's finally come to the nation that Yahweh carved out of the wilderness for us. The white Western European people that immigrated into this great nation and made it the greatest nation upon the earth. As he told Abraham, I have a place for your seed, and I will send them. These are the people, the Western European people that came here and established this great nation. It has been taken over through miscegenation and through the elite and the ruling Supreme Council of the New World Order. This is a takeover, ladies and gentlemen. They took over our children in schools. They have given us vaccinations and poison into our minds and bodies. They have taught us an agenda that is godless. We have been taken away from our Creator to worship the materialistic God of the Luciferian age of Satan. And we're paying the price. It is time for us to return to our Heavenly Father. The United States is not loved in the world. It is frowned by the Illuminati. It is hated and despised, really. It's a conspiracy and jealousy that is now working in the hearts of the evil satanic ones that have imagined this in their minds to bring it to pass. We have been infiltrated in all of our churches to undermine us. We have a universal concept of universalism. We no longer have the right to express our belief in a risen Creator and to stand for it. Our churches is under attack by the satanic influence of the New World Order. It happened in Russia. It happened in Germany. And it's happening in America. It happened in Australia. It happened in Great Britain. The British are now marching in the streets. It's too late, ladies and gentlemen. The Illuminati are a very strong people. They have now taken over your government, and they have the power to will the big stick that they will beat the average man into submission to their will. Whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life took the mark. Whosoever was not called before the foundation of the world went along with the agenda. And then it said Satan ruled with a rod of iron. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to return to the old path. It is time for us to come back to the feet of our Creator. Let us fall at His feet, not the feet of the New World Order. Let us call upon Him, not the New World Order. Let us pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways, because if you read the last chapter, it said that when the enemy, the Luciferian elements of the New World Order, when they compass the camp of the saints round about. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that could be a literal interpretation, or that could be a spiritual encroachment to take over the minds of everyone that the Messiah has in His kingdom book. And the Bible says, when that happened, fire came down from heaven and destroyed the wicked. And the saints took the kingdom. Oh my, what a hope. Hang in and hang on. And don't hang up on Pastor Buddy. I need your help and I need your support. If you'd like to repent and get baptized in the name of Yahweh, give me a call tonight. If you'd like to send us support, just simply do this. Simply write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, the zip is 37824. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee. I'll spell that for you. NEWTAZEWELL, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on the 15th day of February. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Write me or call me. We need your help to continue the battle against the coming agenda of the one world government. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what could you do or what could I do to help you? Ladies and gentlemen, you never underestimate the power of the prophets and the witnesses of Yahweh. One can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And that day, you shall hear a voice behind you and say, this is the way, walk in. Ladies and gentlemen, if you won't rest, if you want to rest in Yahweh's rest, you need to keep His laws and His commandments. Return to Him. Call me up and let me know that you've heard us here live tonight around the world on WWCR 5070. Next Sunday night, I will present my last message on WWCR 5070 around the world. We will be moving to WWRB 3.185 on your radio dial beginning on March the 2nd. And so then, I will preach my last message to you coming up on March the 1st. That'll be a Sunday. So tune in. And we will give you our farewell address to all of those on radio station WWCR. We love these people down there. They're very great. They're very good people. The economy has caught us, and we're moving over to cheaper radio time. and the staff know that they're able and very willing to fulfill and to fill this vacancy that I'll leave here. We've been here for several years. And we will be moving to WWRB. Make a note of that so that you can join us on Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WWRB, and on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock starting in the month of March. So you join us then on the powerful, the shortwave station around the world, ladies and gentlemen. Also simulcasting on the internet now is WWRB. So you can pick us up on your computer downloads around the world. And we encourage you to make a note of our change of radio schedule so that you will be informed. And may Yahweh's greatest blessings be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a time of trouble. But listen, you need to go high on the mountain. And you need to know that there's a resting place on that mountain where Yahweh dwells. Yahweh is coming after a people that has kept the faith and that hasn't denied His name. He knows you, and He loves you, and He'll never forget you, and neither will I. I love you very much tonight, radio listeners and radio man. May Yahweh bless you. And we'll go out tonight with Mr. Vince Gill.
I know your life on earth was trouble. Only you could know the pain. Weren't afraid to death. Were no stranger. I could see.